Now, some chamber music by the English composer using the pseudonym Mrs. Philharmonica. Since the restrictions placed on 18th century English women regarding their activity in music did not even allow her to reveal her true identity, we don't know a thing about her. Kapralova and Chaminade may have had to rebel against their fathers, but at least society at large had become more accepting of women performers and composers. Mrs. Philharmonica's musical style points to the turn of the 17th and 18th century. The fact that some of her works were issued in print at a time when the printing of music was not at all usual suggests that she was a composer of some importance. We'll hear her Divertimento Sonata Prima for flute, violin, violoncello, and cembalo. It's in four short movements. We'll only have time for the first two.